This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica passes 7th IMF review. NEPA launches investigation into massive fish kill in Portmore, St. Catherine, and major rehabilitative work coming for Howard Cook Boulevard in St. James. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voters list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. Jamaica is to access approximately $39 million in loan support after passing the 7th economic review of the Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund. In a press release issued by the IMF Tuesday, Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chair Mitsuhiro Furusawa commended the government for its steadfast commitment to achieving the targets outlined in the extended fund facility arrangement between Jamaica and the IMF. Mr. Furusawa says the program performance is on track and all quantitative performance targets for the October to December 2014 quarter were met. The Deputy Managing Director of the IMF added that the budget for the 2015-16 financial year demonstrates Jamaica's continued commitment to fiscal discipline and will help keep public debt on a sustainable path. He has encouraged the government to maintain the momentum for fiscal consolidation over the medium term by striving to boost revenue and improve public sector efficiency. Jamaica's four-year extended fund facility with the IMF was approved May 1, 2013. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, has launched an investigation into the cause of a major fish kill in Portmore, St. Catherine. Enforcement Manager at NEPA, Richard Nelson, says the agency received reports Monday regarding the incident, and upon inspection, thousands of fish, mainly sprat, were discovered in the canal behind the Westchester community in the vicinity of Dawkins Pond in Portmore. Mr. Nelson says the agency has collected samples for testing and will get the results in a few days. NEPA is urging the public to refrain from collecting, buying, or eating fish from the area since the cause of death has not been determined.
We noted that persons early in the morning went in and sought collecting these fish for sale. And so we immediately asked that an advisory be sent out to warn the public that they are to be careful when purchasing fish, especially sprat. These were not naturally caught. They were already dead and picked up. So we're just cautioning the public.
Members of the public are being asked to be on the lookout for persons selling the fish and are encouraged to make a report to the police. The National Works Agency will be embarking on major rehabilitative work along sections of the Howard Cook Boulevard in St. James. The $14 million project is set to begin Friday, April 10, with financing from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says the project will be carried out over 3 months.
We are going to be fixing about 160 meters of this road on both carriageways. So we are looking at over 300 meters of road when we are through. The intention is to fill that depression. So we are going to be removing the old asphalt and we are going to be putting in, carting in new material. And we are going to be bringing back the road up to the level of the box culvert that is there.
Mr. Shaw was speaking at a press conference in St. James Monday. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is urging the country's youth to get involved in the campaign to have the Blue and John Crow Mountains included on the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization UNESCO's World Heritage List. Minister Hanna says although Jamaica is considered a cultural superpower, the country does not have a World Heritage Site.
So one of the reasons we have pushed to keep the youth dialogue going is that you understand the significance of what can redound to Jamaica's best interest if we have a World Heritage Site.
Minister Hanna was speaking at the closing of a recently held Youth Leadership Training in Heritage Preservation and Protection workshop. The workshop, through sponsorship from UNESCO, was aimed at raising awareness of heritage preservation among young people. Minister Hanna, in the meantime, says she will be leading a delegation to UNESCO's World Heritage Convention, slated for Berlin, Germany, in June. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.